This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. Hey, remember going out to eat? Since we're almost all at home now, many of us have become reacquainted with our kitchens, like it or not. Based on your questions, it seems like many of you are staring blankly at the pantry, wondering what to do with that can of chickpeas. So let's bring in Deb Perlman. She is the creator of Smitten Kitchen and author of Smitten Kitchen Every Day. Great to talk with you, Deb.
Hi. Great to talk first, to you too.
Will you just tell us what your go-to lockdown meal is? Like, are you quickly throwing together pantry staples because you're busy homeschooling, or are you doing like the three rise yeast dough bread things?
Oh God, no. Okay. No. Sometimes I kind of want to have the lockdown that other people are having where they're making sourdough all the time, and I just don't. I have two kids at home without school that like need things, and we both my husband and I have jobs, so we know that's not happening.
Okay, so give us one thing you're doing.
I really love, like, I love beans, and I also love canned beans, and I love treating canned beans the way you might pasta if you're looking for a break from, like, the heavy carbiness of pasta. Yeah. I think that, like, white beans are, like, wildly underrated when you, like, you could saute them with some garlic and olive oil and maybe finish them with Parmesan, heap it on toast. It feels a little bit fancy, but, like, you just made that from a can of beans.
If I'm not mistaken, you have a recipe called pizza beans on Smitten Kitchen that is really worth visiting.
I have a recipe for pizza beans, and it was based on the same idea. There, I'm using these, like, of course, you know, different times, these artisanal large white beans. But, you know, I know a lot of people ordering beans these days. And we're basically cooking them the way you would ziti. They're like the pasta. And you cook it with a lot of vegetables and a tomato sauce. And you finish it with a good amount of cheese that you broil so it gets all toasty. And it's really fun.
Okay, that sounds great. Let's take a question from Lisa in Seattle, who is trying to come up with some new dishes for her family. Here's what she wants to know.
Do you have any ideas for quick, easy, family-friendly lunches and breakfasts since we're eating all of them at home these days?
Okay, Deb, take us to the early part of the day. What would you recommend?
So relatable. Yes. Okay, so we have been like really toning down breakfast during the week because we just, it's just too much to do three like totally done meals. So it can be cold cereal. Maybe it's oatmeal. Maybe it's some like an English muffin with peanut butter and jelly. Like that's what my kids like. We're not putting up a good fight. I try to get some fruit in them. We want our coffee. That's it. But for lunch, that's where I'm turning to a lot of the breakfast foods. So we've done, for the last few days, we've been doing scrambled eggs for lunch. And it's really fun. Like you could do it with frozen potato latkes. Maybe you're doing it with matzah if you're, you know, keeping passive or you made. Maybe I got cute and I made biscuits. It's not happening all the time. Or maybe you have like some better bread that you froze when you got a chance to get it. But like just something to turn it into a little bit more of a lunch meal. We might make a small salad. I tend to make salad dressing in like a large jar and like use it for a week or two. So I'm
that's
not
a great
doing that each meal.
So you don't have to do it every day, right?
Scrambled eggs for lunch has become a really easy, like pretty quick thing. We also have some sausages we keep in the freezer that are already cooked. So you just need to warm them up.
Perfect. Okay, Cassidy writes on Twitter, I'm missing fresh herbs. Any stand-in for fresh, bright flavors that herbs contribute? When you can't go to the grocery store every week and you don't have an herb garden, what's a stand-in?
You've been home for 4 weeks and you don't have an herb garden yet? What have you been doing with your time? So I'm a big fan of, and again, I know not everyone has access to like lemons and limes, but I definitely feel like that can definitely help with some of the brightness in food. And where that, if you don't have that, definitely... If you can, you know, get a couple kinds of vinegar. I think it adds a lot of brightness to food, something that we sort of miss in restaurant cooking. I also, I always keep things like olives and capers and anchovies and stuff around because I feel like these are really things that elevate like the most basic food. Garlic, ginger, pepper flakes. Maybe you have a jar of harissa or some chili crisp.
Totally.
I also, like when I'm really like missing that green flex in food, and I don't have any herbs, do not underestimate taking like a handful of kale and mincing it up to scatter it over. You're still getting your greens and it feels a little more herby and fresh.
Okay. In our last minute, a question from Claire, who speaks to many of us who are raiding our freezers right now. Mm-hmm. Are all frozen veggies created equally?
Okay, so this is very much going to be personal preference. I don't at all mind frozen broccoli. I think frozen greens are fantastic. There are so many recipes with greens where we start by wilting them and bringing them out. Like, hello, that could have been frozen.
Yeah, frozen
peas,
spinach.
Corn, edamame.
But maybe not the frozen carrots.
I was going to say carrots are not my thing. Not really into frozen cauliflower. Yeah, they get a little watery. Peppers don't really do it for me. Brussels sprouts are probably the reason I hated them as a child. But if you grew up and you have nostalgia for it, like, you know, get what works for you. But those are not my favorites.
Deb Perlman, happy cooking, and thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
We sometimes end our show by talking about what's helping us through this difficult time. And tonight, we want to share some of what you all have told us you're doing.
Hello, my name is Aaron Olszewski, calling from Birmingham, Michigan. To help myself with the isolation, I've been keeping up on my reading.
Hi, my name is Jennifer. I'm from Woodstock, Georgia. We're taking it day by day. I have a child, so we find lots of things to do. We've been building forts that have kept us busy.
Hello, my name is Shenandoah Harris, and I'm from Los Angeles. I have been watching a lot of Community on Netflix, but what I've also been doing as a dancer and personal trainer is offering lots of online classes, but also taking classes too.
Hi, my name is Rita, and I'm from the Bay Area. I have been trying out Oprah and Deepak Chopra's 21-day meditation challenge, and it's really helped me to see things from a more positive outlook.
Down the road from me is this lovely little cheesemonger called Antonelli's Cheese, and they came up with the idea to do virtual cheese tasting classes.
I enjoy taking walks in my neighborhood. It's beautiful down here in South Carolina. I've enjoyed just seeing the trees and the grass and people walking by with their dogs and their strollers. The world is still good.
Let me take my host's prerogative to add one more thing to that list. On Morning Edition today, my colleague David Green spoke with the opera singer Andrea Bocelli. At the end of their conversation, Bocelli sat at the piano and accompanied himself, offering a song for these times. Andrea Bocelli will be performing and streaming an Easter concert from the Cathedral of Milan this Sunday. Today's show was edited by Barry Hardiman, Monica Vstatieva, Eric Maripodi, and Dave Blanchard. It was produced by Maria Amrayeva, Milton Gavada, Caroline Kelly, Mia Venkat, and Lauren Magaki. Our show's director is Jeff Pierre. Our technical director is Neil Tevault, engineering support by Michael Cullen. Wynn Davis is our engagement editor, and thanks to Carlene Watson, Cara Tallow, Natalie Friedman-Winston, Steve Drummond, and Kenya Young. And a special thanks to my co-hosts this week, Scott Simon and Michelle Martin. I'm Ari Shapiro. We'll be back on Monday. Enjoy the weekend. This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.